Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in, oh yeah, we enter in, we enter in, we come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm not gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. season. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise on tonight. Amen. Come on, enter in with all faith. Come on, praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah to his name. Amen. Come on, come on. Enter in whatever it is. Cast all your cares and fears down. Amen. Lift up your voice and just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Amen. Praise him, all you stars of light. Amen. Praise him, you heavens of heavens. And you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Amen. For he commanded and they were created. Amen. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Amen. Praise the Lord from the earth. You great sea creatures and all the depths. Amen. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle. Amen. Creeping things and flying foes, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the home of his people. Amen. The praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, of people near him. Come on, let's praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. We just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, God, for this set time that you've given us, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace. Amen. That we may receive, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercies, oh God. Hallelujah. New grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for remembering us, oh God, as you that have kept us, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, creator of all and all for all, we come to you, amen, with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. We thank you, Lord God, for loving us, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior over all areas of our life. Amen. We thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus, for all our shame and carried us, our infirmities and hallelujah shame away. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came to set us free. Amen. Father God, we repent right now for ever being with the devil and his lies. Amen. We repent for opening doors and allowing the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission, sins of commission. Amen. We repent for pressing sin, opening in secret in the defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all the agreements that we made with the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we decree and declare deliverance on today. We command every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation to cease your worthlessness, die at the root, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of fear, every spirit of anxiety, shame, and guilt, amen. Every spirit of lack and poverty and death, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of depression and oppression and fear, we command you to cease your worthlessness, die at the root, and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of jealousy, every spirit of poverty, every spirit of anger, rage, and wrath and bitterness, every spirit of sickness and disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses, we command you to seek your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of addiction, we command you to seek your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of death and destruction, every power, right thumb spirit, left thumb spirit, spirit of rebellion, have a spirit of revenge, mental illness, soul tie, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we forgive those who have hurt us and wronged us, abused us, lied to us, talked about us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them right now. And Lord, we ask that you help them to turn from the sinful practices and evil doings of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we call upon your help this midnight hour. Amen. Oh Lord, help us and those in our family, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to surrender all over to you withholding nothing. Oh Lord, increase our faith to even more, God. Even as we come on tonight, we come believing, Lord, we ask us, help us with our unbelief. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on tonight. Amen. We decree and declare that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Right now we stand against every spirit that is on us, in us, or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in his name we command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us, or those in our family, to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we love and concerned about their lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit troubling us in us to come out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, devil, you have no right to us or those in our family. Hallelujah. We are blood washed and we belong, hallelujah, and we redeemed and we've saved. Amen. And we belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come off of us, come out of us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of abundance. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. Amen. Hallelujah to your name. Let's come out of us, God, higher. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive our deliverance. Amen. We receive liberty. Amen. We receive it right now, our healing. We receive our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Move on us right now. Oh, Lord, restore us, oh God. Let this be a time of restoration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, to the body of Christ, oh God. Lord, we come asking that we may receive us, and we believe it and we receive it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it right now. Hallelujah. We decree in the past Psalm 49 and 14, we have dominion over the devil in the morning. Amen. Lord, make the hour of the morning to rejoice. Amen. We receive the your loving kindness every morning. Amen. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning, oh Lord. Let your light break forth in our life and those in our family as the morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you're going forth as prepared as the morning. And we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Amen. Lord, you visit every morning. We thank you. Lord, you're working us. Hallelujah. I told you, morning by morning, you're waking our ears to hear and to learn. We decree in the past Psalm 91 and 5, we will not be afraid of the arrow of death flying by day or the terror that comes at night. Amen. Lord, show forth your salvation in our life from day to day. We bind the screech owl in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind any attack upon our life at night. Amen. We take authority over every demon that is released against us and our family at night. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the evening tide trouble the enemies that would attack our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke every spirit that would creep against us at night and those in our family. Amen. We bind and rebuke the pestilence that walks in darkness. Amen. We arrest at night because the Lord gives us sleep. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your angel guard and protect us at night. Amen. Lord, give us deliverance in the night, Jesus. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, Lord, you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Amen. We decree and declare that every need is met right now. Amen. That there's no lack of your goodness operating through and about our lives. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we ask you to release your warring angels right now to war against any spirits desire to stop our prayers from being an answer. Amen. We decree and declare our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will send it to the supernatural. Amen. And we thank you right now for answered prayers. Oh, Lord, we thank you for answered prayers of healing, answered prayers of deliverance, answered prayers of way. Amen. Answered prayers of freedom. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, answered prayers of peace, answered prayers of joy, answered prayers of comfort, answered prayers of restoration and hope. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, Lord, we just want to say thank you for opening up the way, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your protection. We thank you for your help. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we speak life and not death. We speak blessing and not curse. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we decree and declare we're blessed and we have long life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We command every high and lofty thought, vain imagination, every thought that exalts itself against you, Lord, to come down here to the obedience of the mind of Christ in us. Amen. We command these thoughts to cease their labor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, soul be still in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14 and 14 to supply your anointing to and destroy all evil bondages, yokes, chains, fetters, anchors, bands, all evil works, roots, tentacles, and links out of, off of, and away from us, along with any darkness, darts, arrows, things, claws, fears, bombs, lies of the enemy, anything not your truth, or evil imprints, evil impressions, wrong mindset, pain, aches, false memories, and hallelujah, and wrong mindsets. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we ask your Holy Spirit to convict us and reveal to us what you desire and need us to be free of. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ, and then the blood covenant, Psalm 91, and the healing balm of Gilead over in, through, and about us, our families and loved ones, our homes, cars, lands, our properties, our vehicles, our animals, our workplace, our finances, and everywhere we trudge and go on today as a hedge of protection against the enemy. Amen. We ask the Lord to render powerless and homeless. The enemy cannot hear us or come near us the rest of this day and hallelujah until tomorrow afternoon, until this prayer is said again. Amen. Lord, fill us with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Cause us and help us to think on the things that are good and pure. And from hallelujah, and from above, which is you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. We ask you, Lord God, to rebuke all infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sicknesses, diseases, disorders, syndrome of any kind, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growth, radical growth, and cancer out of our way. Amen. And those in our family, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ at this time, we curse any infection in our body and command them to die at the root of and leave our body in a normal way. Amen. We curse any abnormal cells and radical cells, abnormal growth or radical growth, any cancer in our bodies or those in our family, and we command them to die at the root of and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven and leave our bodies and their bodies in a normal way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we rebuke all abnormal effects, side effects, and stings, any adverse effects or side effects or stings in our body. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we loose them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Heavenly Father, it says in Matthew 18, whatsoever we bind or loose on earth shall be bound and loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we bind our viruses, cancers, abnormal cells, radical cells, abnormal growth, radical growth, lesions of any kind, spasms of any kind, pains of any kind, trauma, shock, sicknesses, disorders, or any disease of any kind, known or unknown to man, afflictions of any kind, infirmities, inflammation of any kind, any part of our bodies, and those of our family members and loved ones, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you now, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue into our bodies and to their bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, release your healing virtue. Hallelujah. Your healing anointing right now, Lord God. Your miracle anointing into our bodies. Amen. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. We ask you to make us whole, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every gland. Hallelujah. Every bone in our bodies. Amen. And bring everything in total alignment, complete alignment, the way you created us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every organ, every cell, every muscle, every gland, every nerve, hallelujah, in our bodies, every bone, amen. Where there is any sickness, disease, infection, virus, abnormal cells, radical cells, infirmity, affliction of any kind or not. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to fill us now with your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around us right now, and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith, hallelujah, and hallelujah, and we use it against all the forces of the enemy. Amen. We quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. And we decree and declare that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. And we decree and declare victory. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Lord, we ask on today that you bless us and those in our family that will be traveling this day or wee hours in the morning or any time of this new day, that you bless us with, Lord. Let us all receive traveling grace and mercy and those in our family members and levels, of God. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us, every family member and loved one. Amen. Your children around the world. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers every vehicle for a form of transportation that we all may enter into today, over our homes and all that's in our homes, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place of everywhere our feet may tread, our heads may lay. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness on tonight, that we are blessed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. And wealth and riches live in our home. Amen. Oh, Lord, let joy just overtake us right now. Let peace be still. Amen. Help us, oh God, to seek peace always. Amen. Hallelujah. To be peaceful with all men. Amen. That we may live a godly and a peaceful life. Amen. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. Oh, Lord, we pray right now for fresh oil be upon our heads, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteous of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord. Hallelujah. All is well with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, and welcome. It's midnight hour. God bless everyone that's on the line this time. I thank God for you. At this time, I want to call your name and want to know how you're doing this midnight hour. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Good morning, everybody. I'm blessed and highly favored over here.
Amen.
Enjoying this Holy Spirit running through the house. Each and every room.
Jesus.
And we're not doing prayer requests right now, are we?
No, but if you want to mention that, you can.
Yeah, I got a prayer request. I need the Lord to give me understanding of the Sabbath.
Amen.
And I pray that you give me understanding of that.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Sharon. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, as she seeks you more. Hallelujah. as she thirsts after righteousness, oh God, to give her understanding of the scripture, oh God. Oh Lord, she's seeking, oh God, understanding of the Sabbath, oh God, and how that you would want her to worship you, oh God, on the Sabbath and what she's supposed to do. So Lord, we pray for divine instructions and direction by your Holy Ghost, oh God, even right now, Lord God, that she'll receive it, even before this call in, that she'll have an understanding of the Sabbath. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come against the spirit of confusion right now. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray right now that she'll be strengthened, oh God, by your Holy Spirit, even the more as she died daily to the flesh, oh God, that you'll strengthen her spirit, man, even the more, oh God, that your fire would burn up in her even more with the Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you. Let her receive fresh oil, oh God, fresh strength, yes, fresh revelation. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, Twan. God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour?
Welcome. Good morning, everybody. I'm doing good this midnight hour. Grateful and blessed to be here.
Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Good to have you on the line. Mm-hmm. It's midnight hour.
So I have to call some people to the mic out
so I can hear, because I'm not sure who line does a lot of echoing. So that's why y'all can't hear everybody touching the green right now, because I can't figure out who it is. I have to close out everybody's line. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
I am doing fine. I'm glad to be woke tonight, and God have been good to me today. I've been serving God all day because God is so good to us. So all I can do is give him the praises because he is willing to be praised. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You.
God bless you.
Love
God keep you. So good to have you back on the line. This midnight hour. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. And how you doing this midnight hour?
I'm blessed, and I thank my sister for calling and waking me up. Because she was my alarm clock and I missed two nights, but God knows that I still prayed when I woke up. Because last night I woke up at 1 o'clock and looked at the clock. I said, ooh, I'd have missed the prayer line. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. We're so glad to have you on tonight. And we thank God for your sister being your alarm clock and wake you up. When I saw her come on, I said, okay, you should be following right behind it. I know she's going to call you. Make sure you get on with her. So we thank God for both of you. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Kenyatta, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour?
Thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody. God bless everybody. And I just thank God another day I'm able to join everyone in touch and agree to see God establish some things in our life. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you so much for joining us in these midnight hours. Amen. You've been coming on, and we just thank God for you. We love you so much. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God
glory
bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this midnight hour? You made
good
it on
morning,
back.
Good morning.
Amen.
On the line.
Amen.
I'm doing okay. Amen.
Amen. Well, we definitely thank God for you. We've missed you over these last couple of days. So, so good to have you back on the line this midnight hour, just trusting God for a miracle in everyone's life on this line, whatever it may be, whether it be the knowledge of God and understanding of the scripture, whether it be a time of restoration, or whether it be in the word of God, your finance, your relationships, and your healing, and your deliverance, or the peace of God. I'm telling you, it's nothing like being having good health and the peace of the Lord, amen, which are priceless. Amen. Those things you cannot buy, amen. So I just pray that we all have long life and good health and the peace of God be with us always. And God send your protection around us and our family and loved ones, amen. Hallelujah. Because when you have God, you have everything that you need. There's nothing that God cannot do. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So, hallelujah. If there's a need that needs to be met, I want you to know that God is able to meet every need that we have. Amen. If we need the healing, he is a healer. Amen. Hallelujah. If we need a way out, he's a way maker. We need deliverance, he is a deliverer. Amen. I want you to know that God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God keep you. I'm so happy to be on the line. I stay up waiting. That's my day as focused to get into the 12 o'clock hour to be able to be on the line each and every day. And I'm excited as we are in day 11. Amen. So I'm just thanking God. Just excited and trusting God for the more. I'm praying that God will open up doors for us that will bring blessings, good relationships, our healing, you know, doors of blessings and favor. And because he'll close every door that the enemy has been operating through in our lives. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Tonight we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have our petition and prayer. Just want to make sure everybody's up, because if I hear somebody snoring, I'm going to have to mute your call. Amen. Or any heavy breathing. And I don't want to call nobody out. Because I can hear somebody. I don't know if it's your husband is next to you or what, that's breathing or snoring on the phone. But we'll have to meet your call. Amen. Pray you all be able to get to the line.
Wake up,
Juan.
Wake up,
Juan. Juan, is that you?
Because I ain't got no hood.
My phone is muted. My phone is muted.
Your phone is muted?
Yes.
All right. Our scripture tonight is going to be coming from the book of Psalms, and it's going to be the Psalm 145. And I don't know if you all have your Bibles at night when you come on the line or not, but we're going to be in the book of Psalm 145, reading the whole Psalm all the way one through 21 and the book of Psalms. And why is this the praises of David? And I'll give us a little bit of understanding of some part of the scripture. The Bible says in Psalm 145, he said, I will exalt you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious, hallelujah, and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you. And you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him, and he also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. That's Psalm 145:1-21. And just to get a little bit of understanding, when we look at verse 4 and 7 here, 4-7, how do we feel the next generation of God's might? We begin by making church attendance and biblical education central in the experience of our own children. We can also tell our stories of believing in Jesus. See, when did faith in Christ become personal and vivid for you? That's the question. When did it become vivid and personal for you? Use family meals and social events to share about Jesus. Talk about your experiences. Show your family and others in your circle of influence how God helps you through each day. That is so important. I take time out with my children to explain to them, and they ask me, well, Mama, when did you come to believe? When did you first, know God? How do you know? You know, how do you understand it? And sharing with others your experience, your testimony, amen, it'll make them want to start seeking God more for themselves. It'll make them want to pray. It'll, you'll get them involved, and that's so important. When we look at verse 14 here, and I'll wrap up here in Scripture, the Lord opposes all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. Sometimes our burdens seem more than we can bear, and we wonder how we can keep going on. See, David stood. Let me move the call. I'm sorry, I don't know who it is. Give me just one moment. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. David stood at this bleak intersection of life's road and meditated on the Lord, the great burden bearer. God is able to lift us up because, one, his greatness is beyond our understanding, and two, he does mighty acts across many generations, and three, he is full of splendor and majesty, and four, he does wonderful and awesome deeds, and five, he is righteous, amen, and six, he is kind, merciful, patient, loving, and compassionate, and seven, he rules over everlasting kingdom, amen, and eight, he meets all of our daily needs, and nine, he is righteous and gracious in all his dealings, and ten, he remains near to those who call on him, and 11, he hears our cries and rescues us, amen, hallelujah. See, if you are bending under, hallelujah, a burden and feel that you are about to fall, turn to God for help. He is ready to lift you up and bear your burden. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And we thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. And since my Aunt Sharon has already went, we're going to start with you, Twan. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to go.
Yes. I'm sorry. Wait a minute, Twan. What'd you say, Aunt Sharon?
I got some more I want to say.
Okay, go ahead.
I know the Holy Spirit has been working with me for the last, I would say, month or so, because the Lord will remove anything that's not of him out of your life, out of your surroundings.
Yeah.
And mine started about a month ago because I was a fornicator. I was just doing all kind of stuff that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And that's my testimony. And I know right now I don't even want to do that type of stuff no more. So I know the Holy Spirit is going to fall through this house.
Amen.
And through me.
And amen.
My every room in this house, my car, my walk, my talk, everything is changing. So I
amen.
Just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Shalom. God bless you. God keep you. May you be filled.
He's going to feed you. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that testimony. We thank God for you. Amen. Say, I'm a living, walking, breathing testimony. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Ain't sharing. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God is good. He'll do it. And I just want to decree and declare 1 Peter 5:8 over our lives, my life, and asking God for the strength and the endurance to remain sober and vigilant, just to remain sober and vigilant, you know, through trying times, and to, you know, give me strength to continue to resist the devil.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as we come touching and agreeing with all that your daughter petitioned in prayer, oh God. Lord, we combine faith on tonight. Lord, we just pray, oh God, that a divine order, oh God, will take place in our life right now. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment and spiritual growth, oh God, that she'll be able to resist the devil in every situation, that she will get out the way and let you have your way, oh God, that she will surrender all over to you, Father God. Let your will be done on earth in her life as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory in this world. We call you blessed. We call you favorite. We call you one with God. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We pray and bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory. I receive it.
Amen. God bless amen. You. God keep it. Lord, we love you. And we thank God for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Amen. God bless you. God keep you.
Amen.
Just, you know, just keep straight. Just keep, don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Don't look back. Amen. Everything that you did, said, and done is behind you. It is done. It is burned up on the way. That's how you got to see it. It's like trying to go back to a burned up house that's been burned down to the ground. Ain't no living back in it. You can't get that out of it. It is over. Walk forward. Keep going and keep your mind set on God and what God has for you to do. And you just got to speak over yourself. You can't let things fester in your mind. You got to speak over whatever. Anytime you're your way to put it in your mind, you got to speak and say, no, devil, I decree and declare victory in the name of Jesus. You're a liar. Silence your mouth. Come on out. You don't have no right to be here. You got to use your words. You have power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Not just your words. Amen. But the word of God. Amen. But God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We may you see God in your hands. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you.
God bless you all tonight. Oh, I have to say that thank God for bringing me this far. Without God, I could do nothing. Just thank God. For
thank you, Lord.
Me this far. And
Jesus.
That's all I can say. Just thank God. And
thank
whatever you,
Lord. You
do for God, be for real. Because
amen.
I want to be more and more like Jesus. That's all
yes,
I can say.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Lord, I pray that you will continue to strengthen your daughter with a supernatural strength, oh Lord. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will bless, oh God, with supernatural blessings that all will know, oh God, that you get a blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will order every last one of her steps and the steps of her husband, that they will truly be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, make her more like you, oh God, for you are the potter and she is the clay, oh God. Oh, you make her new, oh God. Hallelujah. Do a new thing in her, even right now, God. Change, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and make her more like you, oh God, as she speak you even more, oh God. Hallelujah. That change will come. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. So we know that all good things coming from you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. And we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you. We love you.
God,
and we thank God for
you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Love you too. Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for waking me up. My sister Colin waking me up to be on the line. And I want the Lord to bless everyone on the line that sacrificed and being on the line. Because I know so many of us could be asleep, but Lord bless us to get on the line to hear the word. And I thank the Lord. And I want the Lord to keep on blessing our children as they go to school today. And I want the Lord to remove these sinuses that are draining in my throat, Father. They're making me sick and I can't stand it. So I want the Lord to remove the sinus drain in my throat. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we know you to be a healer. And Father God, as we come in agreement with your daughter on tonight, touch and agree with combined faith. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's name as we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Oh Lord, that you release your healing virtue, healing anointed, oh God, that all the sinus drainage that your daughter's experienced, oh God, let it cease and come to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command you to dry up and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and leave her body the normal way. We speak life and healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, remove every delay to our healing, oh God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory over the life of your daughter. Amen. We decree and declare she has good health because it's coming from you. Amen. For your word says, oh God, that you would not withhold any good thing from us. Amen. So we decree and declare your goodness operating through and about the life of your daughter, Doretha, and the life of her children. And, Lord, we pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that your hedge of protection be around our children as they go to and from school, oh God. Protecting them from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ answers for our children as they enter in. It covers them. It protects them. Amen. It keeps them. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God bless
Jesus.
Your cousin Doretha. We love you. We thank God for you. We just waiting for the testimony. And praying that you feel better here real soon. Amen. Even now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we know that you're able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen and amen. Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to just give A.P. Cheryl a few scriptures about the Sabbath so she can, you know, so the Lord can speak to her through those scriptures so that she can,
get
a better understanding on the Sabbath, if that's okay.
We'll give it to her after this call.
Okay. I just want to give God the glory and just thank him for everything that he has been doing in my life. And just,
amen.
I don't have any prayer requests. I'm just giving God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, just thanking him for everything. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, hallelujah, that you would just continue on blessing and let your continued blessings flow into her life and your favor be upon her life and her children, oh God, and all that she loves and concerned about, Lord God. Lord, we pray, oh God, as we offer up the praise of thanksgiving, oh God, just thanking you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of your daughter and her family. We thank you, Lord God, for turning things around for our good. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We love you. We thank you that you first loved us, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to die that we may have life. Amen. That we may be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done on the cross, that you left nothing unfinished. Amen. We thank you for the finished work on Calvary. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
I don't have no special prayer. I'm piggyback off of Indiana. I can't think of the name right now with the sinus.
Doretha?
Yeah, I can't think of her name. Mine just slipped away. Doretha. With the sinus.
Mm-hmm.
Something really going on. Mine's acting up too. And my prayer was always prayed for because you prayed as you was praying, I was praying. So I'm saying I asked for the sign of, you know, healing in the body, the germs that cause us air up in the air and all that stuff. That's my prayer. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. The prayer that went forth, the Lord. We just thank you for healing right now, God, from every sinus infection, sinus training, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray that you would just touch right now and heal your children, oh God. Anyone that's affected with anything that's in the air, anything that's airborne, any allergic reactions, anything that's out there that's causing this sinus flare up, oh God. Lord, we pray right now that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God. And we decree and declare by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed, that we are delivered from every sinus infection, attack, or pain, or ache right now, drainage in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, I ask, oh God, to just speak to the blood. We know the life of the flesh is in the blood. Let healing, hallelujah, go through the whole body right now, that every part of the body, not just the sinuses, but every part of our bodies be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that we're dealing with in our bodies, let healing spring up right now. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you and we thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My prayer is God will bless the show that's coming up on September 23rd and 24th. Amen. And we'll, the show will be able to be promoted and people will come out. That God will continue to bless our families with good health and strength. And may the joy of the Lord be our portion always. Amen. I pray the peace of God be with us all. I know a lot of us are dealing with just a lot, and just peace is priceless. So I just pray the peace of God and God's protection be around us and our family. I pray for restoration of our marriages, amen, that God restore our marriages, amen. I increase the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the favor, that we will operate with the fruit of the Spirit of God, amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray and I bless us all. For God be the glory, amen and amen. On tonight, as we enter in our prayers, we give it a wrap up here for the sake of time. Amen. I want to pray prayers, hallelujah, as we war against the enemy, you know, warring prayers against the enemy that's attacking our lives, you know, and the life of our children, our family members and loved ones. I want to pray those prayers here on tonight. So let us pray. Like I say, we won't be here on here long for the sake of time. The system will cut us off before our time, so we want to get it in. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that every prayer that went forth, oh God, from the mouth of your children. Oh, Lord, I pray that you will answer our prayers, oh God, according to your will. Lord, most of all, oh God, let thy will be done. You said, oh God, if we would delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our heart. And our desire is to serve you even more. Amen, oh God, to do your will, oh God. So, Lord, we pray that you will be our strength, oh God. Strengthen our spirit, man, oh God, as we die daily to this flesh, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, according to Psalm 144. Lord, teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God. Lord, we are your end time warriors. Use us as your weapons against the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Amen. Let all the enemies, hallelujah, that make war with the Lamb be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We do not war after the flesh, but hallelujah, after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, oh God. Hallelujah. Hailstones and coals of fire. Amen. Send out your arrows, oh God, and scatter them. Shoot out, oh God, your light and discomfort them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. Amen. Deliver us and those in our family and bring us into a large place. We decree and declare Jeremiah 51 and 20. We are your battle axe and weapon of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies and we will destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are your anointing. You give us great deliverance and we thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have pursued our enemies, overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare, oh God, victory over all the works of the enemy. We decree and declare anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy has been cut down and pushed back. Hallelujah, that their works have been hallelujah destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind, expose, and cast out all demons that will try to steal to come into our lives and those in our family. Amen. Lord, cleanse our temple and
God, Lord, hallelujah, any thief that comes into our life or those in our family, Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy will try to bring into our lives. Amen. We bind and cast off familiar spirits that will try to operate in our life and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block our way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We close the door to every demonic breath that would attempt to come into our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we bind and cast out every thief that will try to steal our finances in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We bind and cast out any spirit that will try to steal our joy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will arise and thrust and beat the enemy into pieces. We rebuke every wild boar of the field in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke every spirit that creeps from the forest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will take heed to our spirit at all times. We bind and cast out any spirit that was trying to tear us apart or tear our life apart in any manner. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, stir up our spirit to do your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We loose the Holy Ghost. We humbly, Lord God, we will not operate in the wrong spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Or we loose ourselves from every spirit of whoredom. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from every spirit of error in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bind and rebuke the angel might in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject all false apostolic ministries in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We reject all false prophetic ministries. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We reject all false teaching ministries. Amen. My Lord, my God. Expose all false brethren, oh God, to us. We reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lead us, oh God. Hallelujah, for your name's sake, oh God. Guide us continually, oh God. Guide us into all truth. Guide us with your eye, oh God. Let us be guided, oh God. Hallelujah. Affairs with some discretion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Guide us by the skillfulness of your hands, Father God. Lead us in plain paths because of our enemies. Hallelujah. Lead us, oh God. Lead us not to be tempted, oh God, by the evil one, oh God, but deliver us from the evil doers of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Lord God. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. Amen. Amen. Oh Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh Lord, help us on today to take upon your yoke before, because it is easy. We put on us right now the garment of praise of the Spirit of Heaven. We decree and declare Isaiah 61:10 that we're clothed with the garment of salvation. We put on our beautiful garments right now. Amen. Let our garments always be white, Lord God, and let us be clothed with humility. Cover us with the robe of righteousness. Let our clothes be full of your virtue. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Lord, give us wisdom in every area of our life where we act. Amen. And let the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, let no man deceive us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God. Evil spirits leave our life as we hear and speak the word of God. Amen. We rebuke, steal, and cast out the avenger. We bind and cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep into our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, as we leave this line, but never your presence. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that go before us, oh God. It is you that keeps us, oh God, as we lay down and rest in you on tonight, oh God, that we may wake up restored and refreshed. Amen. Let this be a time of refreshing. Send your ministers, oh God, your ministering angels, oh God, to hallelujah, to restore us, oh God, to minister us, that we may be refreshed, oh God, as we wake up in the morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name that you will bless and empower any medication, supplement, vitamin, herb that we are taking or those in our family are taking to do the work that you intended for to do. And we pray, oh God, that you will destroy and nullify any allergic reaction or adverse side effects that any medication, supplement, vitamin, herb, or combination of any of these things may cause in less of those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ as our protection. Hallelujah, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight. Amen.
And then, Father, we ask you to loosen to each of us a spirit of love, peace, joy, and restoration. Lord Jesus, we ask you to give us sweet sleep on tonight. Give us peaceful sleep tonight. And keep us safe according to Psalm 4 and 8 and according to Psalm 127 and 2. We ask you to give us your beloved sleep tonight. And we ask you to keep your hands on us while we sleep tonight. And those in our family and loved ones, and speak to our hearts. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Fill us with your presence in the holy name of Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Lord Jesus, we ask you to do all these things according to John 14 and 14. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us these things according to John 16 and 23 in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you for, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all on tonight as we wrap up here. I'll call your name if you have anything you'd like to say. For the sake of time, we literally have 1 minute. If you don't have anything like to say, just say amen. Thanks, Sharon. God bless the boy here.
Amen.
Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I receive all those prayers that were forth. I receive it, and I believe it. And so, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Aretha,
hallelujah.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Kenyatta, God bless you. Go ahead.
What was this one? Prayer petition? I'm sorry.
No, we're just closing out for the night. No, we already did prayer petition. We're closing out for the night.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
We wrap up. If I have anything you'd like to say, if not, just say amen.
Was the appropriate time if I can give Auntie Cheryl the scriptures for Sabbath?
Yeah, I'll give her the scripture for Sabbath.
Okay. Well,
I'll give her what she needs for the. I'll give her the word that she needs for.
Okay, thank you. Well, amen. I didn't have anything else to say.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
God bless
Mama
you.
Sarah, God bless you. Mama.
Oh, I thought you say Mama Sarah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I have a blessing from the Lord. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. You have a blessed week in the Lord. We'll be back here on tomorrow at midnight. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Oh, Lord, your grace is sufficient. Thank you that the best is yet to come in our lives. Amen. Though we can identify a barren place today, you, through the promises in your word, would erase it and move us to a place of great abundance in our lives. We yield our spirit to you and say, whatever you ask or require of us, we are honored to serve you. Amen. You will not fail us. Hallelujah. You have not left us. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. You have not forsaken us. Amen. You have supplied all our needs. We are not going backward. We are claiming your promises for a bright tomorrow. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray, and we believe and receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. God bless you all. Have a blessed night in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll